This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Righto, let's get to this.
In the gun. Who have Kane and Kingy got in their sights this week?
Oh, I was going to put them in the gun.
In the gun is for Grays.com. It's Australia's leading online auction marketplace. Where are you taking this?
I'm going to tonight's game. I'm going to the 30 pluses that are representing the Collingwood Football Club at the moment. They have looked off for a few weeks. They need, as a collective, and there's a whole lot. You can go Crisp, you can go Pendlebury, you can go Sidebottom if you want. You can go wherever you want. I'm not necessarily going after one player, but this group of senior, experienced, proud warriors who have been there before and responded to this sort of challenge need to find tonight. There's about half a dozen 30 pluses in there that are underperforming. We need to see a response from them tonight.
Well said. If you want to put someone in the gun, you can. I've got a few, but left field. Could I put Tom Hawkins in the gun?
Tom Hawkins?
Yeah, I'm going to put Tom Hawkins in the gun because
he's a friend of ours. He comes on the show.
He's a friend of everyone's. Tom Hawkins, but we don't take any prisoners here. Hasn't kicked one for 3 weeks, and when you put your hand up and you say I'm going again. And it's the same discussion you have with Rory Sloane or Travis Boak or Dyson Heppel, who's lived up to his end of the bargain. When you put your hand up at that stage and say, I want to go again, you've got to perform. And it's on you to perform. And I don't think he has been doing that. And others around him have probably allowed him to escape some scrutiny with where he is at. So Tom's in the gun this week. They got a huge game. It's all been Jeremy. Henry's been good. The small forwards at the Cats have been great. And I don't think Hawkins has lived up to his end of the bargain. And not only that, his opponent is having a big influence on the games of footy as well. So, Tom,
I like it. Strong.
You're in the gun. And just quickly, I mean, let's keep the season alive. For those teams that have won two games or one game, it's going to be a really long season for you if you start to continue to drop games. So I'm looking at Brisbane, Kingy.
Yes.
It's hard not to have them in the gun.
Can I put one other little thing in the gun while you're going lateral as well?
Yeah.
What's happened to holding the ball? When the player's got the ball in his right arm and the right arm's not being tackled, the left arm's being tackled, don't they have to dispose of the ball? What? Last night there were about 15 incidents where they just said, oh, we'll ball it up. He really couldn't get rid of that. That was a bit hard on him. We'll ball that one up.
It's not paid, and then sometimes it is paid.
Bring it back.
Sometimes they're really hot and sometimes they're not. So just looking at it, last night there was 7 paid. But when you look at the tackle
it's
count...
It's more the one that's where the arm's free. Like, you have to throw that at your foot to try and dispose of it. You have to try and rip your other arm back into a handballing motion. You can't just lay on the ground with the ball.
I'm with you. If there is nearly 140 tackles in a game of football and only 7 of them result in holding the ball, something's wrong with the game.
Yeah.
So there's too much time. And whether it's the umpires, the interpretation, or whether the rules are wrong... there isn't enough holding the balls paid, and I agree with you. That was the case last night. Grays.com, Australia's leading online marketplace. It's easy to buy and sell with Grays. If you want to put someone in the gun, you can do that right now. So just on Brisbane, like this is make or break sort of stuff now for them. So it's the Suns, it's Adelaide, who now look more daunting as a proposition. Then it's Richmond and Hawthorn. They got to get a move on. They got to win their next 4, and it starts against, I don't know if they're a good opposition, Gold Coast yet. But I think that would challenge. I don't know how to assist.
Is your heart on the Suns? Come, just get on board, man.
No, I'm on board with what they've got and where they're going to be and what they're going to get to. But can you genuinely, hand on heart, say when Gold Coast aren't playing at home and they're playing against good opposition, you can trust what they're going to deliver? 40, can you genuinely say that?
40% of teams win on the road. It's a fact. It's what history tells us. If you play a top 8 team, it drops down to 25. You play a top 4 team, it drops to 15. They're the numbers. So when you travel, it's hard to win.
So where do the Bulldogs rank in all of that when they get smacked by the Bulldogs?
I haven't got that on me. No, but Now, well, this is a big opportunity. If Tuukka Miller can do the job on Lachie Neale again, game on.
Yeah, I love it. I love that teams are now starting to make
it a bit
more
difficult.
Kept him
to 5 kicks last time.
Yeah, and I love the teams are actually starting to make it a bit more difficult for the opposition's best players. Fancy that. When you do that, it's harder for them to play well. We're in the Kogan Mobile Studio. Kogan's got you covered with 120 gigs for $120 to use across 12 months. And we're powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments.